Shalom, this is Billy Brillman, the voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri, out on Prayer Mountain. Now, we've been looking at the Jews, the nations, and the church, and we're particularly looking at the Jews this week and last week. Both sets, last week and this week, are going to be available to you on CD, $5 per week, plus shipping. You want to know because this big miracle is happening. It's happened. Actually, 60 years ago this month, Israel was reborn exactly like the prophet said it would be. Jesus said, when they asked him about signs of his coming, he said, watch the fig tree. So we're watching the fig tree. We are watching Israel. And last week, we looked at the nations, how they came from Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, how they rebelled against God, how God separated unto himself a separate nation. He took the nation of Israel and made it a holy nation to himself. Now, it is his idea to separate Israel as a nation and to reveal himself through Israel to the nations. It is the job, it is the gift, it is the calling of Israel, the people of Israel, the Jews, to reveal God to the nations. The New Testament tells us in the book of Romans, unto them were given the oracles of God, unto them were given the Shekinah glory. The oracles of God means the word of God. Through Jewish hands, the word was written. We have all of the apostles were Jewish. Brother Hagee always says, not a Baptist in the bunch. And Mary, Joseph were Jews. And all the New Testament characters were Jews mainly, except for the ones that it identifies as Goyim, as the nations. And Jesus was a Jew. And so we're studying Israel, Jews and the Israel. Now, when God separated this nation, and the New Testament tells us that from the Jews comes the Messiah. And so we know that Jesus was a Jew. Now, when God separated the nation of Israel, he did a marvelous thing. He brought them and put them, Deuteronomy says in chapter 32, in the governmental center of the earth. When the nations, before the continents were divided, Israel is like the center of the earth, Jerusalem. And he put them, even after the continents are divided, if you have a pen, there's an ancient map, and it looks kind of like one of those little whirly birds we used to blow on. It has three parts. It also can look like a flower. It has a leaf at the top and another leaf at the top, and then it has a leaf at the bottom. And this represents, it's an ancient map that represents the continents. The top left leaf is Europe. The top right leaf is Asia. The bottom leaf is Africa. And Israel is a land bridge between the continents. God took this peoples, through whom he wants to reveal himself, and he brought them to live on the promised land, which is the crossroads to the continents. All the trade route went through there to come down that Via Maris, the way of the sea. The armies of ancient, the caravans, the armies marched through this little land bridge, Israel. You know, it's really kind of hard to say which continent Israel's on. Is it Asia? Is it Africa? They count it officially as Asia, but really it's like a land bridge between the three. And God did that because if they're going to have the job of revealing him to the nations, then the nations have to be able to see them, and they don't have television like we do today that broadcasts something in 1/25th of a second from one side of the earth to the other. Then they had to go by caravan. They had to go by horse speed. They had to go by sails. And so God put them in this spot. And in that spot, if you will turn to Deuteronomy 28, he gives them what is Plan A. I call this Plan A for Israel. Plan A is that they live in this land bridge, this place where everybody will see them, and they reveal how God blesses them, that they're a blessed nation. And we see that in Deuteronomy chapter 28. It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. They are a nation, but they are the separated nation. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you go out, and blessed when you come in. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that you set your hand to do, he shall bless you in the land, get that, in the land, which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord shall establish you an holy people. That means a separated people. The root meaning of holy is separated. They're separated from all the other nations. The Lord shall establish you an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Now, this is a very important verse, and this is plan A of God's dealing with Israel. Verse 19. All the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Now, the people of the earth, they don't walk by their spirits. They have rebelled against God. They only can go by what they see. But if they come through this little land bridge and they see a people that are prosperous, every one of these blessings are something you can see. They're prosperous. They're healthy. Their children are blessed. They have great crops. All their cattle and flocks, that's wealth. And look at verse 11. The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of the cattle, in the fruit of the ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. He'll give you rain in the right season. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Now, all of these things could be seen by a caravan traveling through. The fallen nations have a plethora of gods that they worship, because man is made to worship. And there's a supernatural, there's a hollow place in man that only the supernatural can fill. And so they began to sense things happening, and they mostly developed gods that they worshiped that they had to appease, sometimes by sacrificing children and other ways. But God says when they come through your land and they look at you, they're going to see what? Blessings. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the basket, blessed in the store. And then they're supposed to say, that the nations, when they see Israel so blessed, they're supposed to think, and they will think, these people must have the true God. Look at them. Every single thing about them is blessed. They walk in the blessing. We're going to change and worship Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, their God. But God told them from the very outset, if you don't obey me, verse 15, this is what I call plan B. If you don't obey me, you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. All these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, cursed in the field, cursed in your basket, cursed in your store. And he mentions in all these curses, physical sickness, poverty, death, and then this one. And this is the big key. Verse 64. And the Lord shall scatter you among all people from one end of the earth even to the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods. If you don't obey me, then I'm going to scatter you. This land will spew you out. And you're going to be scattered to the four corners of the earth. And that is called the scattering, the diaspora, the diaspora. We know that it came about. We know that the scattering came about. The scattering was actually, of course, here prophesied by Moses in chapter 28. In chapter 26, we'll look at that, 27 through 33. It prophesies the scattering. Deuteronomy chapter 4, as early as Deuteronomy chapter 4, God told them about this scattering. Verse 27, "And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the nations, whither the Lord shall lead you." But in every place that it mentions the scattering, it mentions the ingathering. God's going to go to plan B. He's going to scatter them throughout all the face of the earth, but there's going to come a time when he brings them back home. Now, folks, Moses was on this earth, you might say, even, what, 4,000 years ago, 3,500 years ago, up to 4,000, somewhere between there. Moses prophesied to them, "And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. But from thence, if you will call on God and seek him, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are upon you," verse 30, "in the latter days, if you turn to the Lord your God, he'll gather you." There will be an ingathering. So every place that the Bible promises there will be a scattering, it promises there will be an ingathering. There's still going to be and we're going to talk about that ingathering tomorrow, and we're going to read scriptures that have to do with the ingathering, because the ingathering is the big sign Jesus told us to watch. He said, "You want to know when I'm coming? You watch Israel. You watch the Jews. When we see them gathered in, folks, when we see the nation of Israel 60 years old this month, we are to know that he is near, even at the door. When we see the other trees, Iran, Iraq, the nations of prophecy, coming into their prophetic places, Jesus said, "No, I'm near, even at the door." You can get this week's CD for $5 plus an offering. And that's going to be, we're going to be talking about the Jews this week. We talked last week about the Jews, the nations, and the church. You can get that CD of the radio teaching for $5. You can get this week's CD. Just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. This is going to be on the Jews and the nations. If you're really interested in the church, you might want to order our last great eschatology meeting that we had in March. And we have a CD set of a week's in-depth teaching, $65, a DVD set for $85, and both for $125. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. If you want the book, Israel in the Plan of God by David Barron, it's a $16 book, and we're selling it for $10 plus shipping. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Be sure to send your youth to our Champions for Christ Youth Rally end of July. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom.